Hi there, it's Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. And in this session of the Performance Project, I'm going to share an important high performance strategy for not only accessing courage, but also for remaining present and athletically accessible in the saddle. As an instructor and rider, I've experimented with many different ways of working with riders on breath and how to use breathing strategies as a way to improve stamina, ease anxiety, improve transitions, and enhance the quality of the connection and gaits. Measured breathing is the most effective technique that I've discovered to help riders improve performance without frustration and feeling like they're going to hyperventilate. Measured breathing simply involves inhaling and exhaling on the same count. So this means you inhale for a slow count of five and then exhale for a slow count of five, or three, or four, or six. The number you choose depends on what's comfortable for you, the rhythm of your horse's gaits, and the tempo that you're choosing to ride at. Repeat this pattern of breathing often in order to calm your nervous system and repattern it. You can match your breath to your horse's stride and improve your rhythm while you're at it. Most often, when we're in the fear cycle, our breathing becomes shallow and short. Sometimes we even hold our breath or breathe erratically. This keeps the breath up in the chest instead of getting it all the way down into the diaphragm and to your belly. This actually causes the center of balance to get high, the shoulders, neck, and arms to get tense. This is not what we want for our horses or for our own sense of security in the saddle, for sure. You'll find that as you focus on your measured breathing, other things about your riding will start to come together. Your shoulders might relax, improving the contact. Your posting or sitting will become smoother and have more ease. You'll notice the position issues that you work hard to correct will begin to fix themselves. If you're holding your breath or breathing like there's a tiger after you, your horse will hold his or her breath as well. This causes totally unnecessary anxiety in them and can trigger different reactions. A fight or flight instinct, tension in transition, spooking at ghosts, sucking back, or getting behind the leg. Generally, horses get confused when they feel their riders hold their breath. If this sounds familiar to you, I really encourage you to try measured breathing. Much of the time, riders are so focused on their horses or their own anxiety that they aren't even aware that they're breathing inefficiently until they're gasping for breath. This usually happens long after before they would actually become fatigued. I work with riders all the time who say they struggle with fitness. They can't get through a lesson without asking for breaks or do more than a few 20-meter circles before they become out of breath. Nine times out of 10, this is more related to breathing technique than it is to fitness. Most of these riders don't believe that until they learn measured breathing, and then they're like, wow, so I'm not that out of shape. It's not just anxiety or fear that triggers poor breathing technique. Perfectionism or an intense desire to ride well can also cause the same tension to creep into your body and cause you to forget to breathe. Measured breathing used in combination with your mantra, your power persona, or your favorite imagery can help you train your brain to let go of pressure and embrace being in the moment to ride your very best. Measured breathing is also really powerful when you use it during mental rehearsal. As you quietly go through your performance mentally in real time, breathe just as you plan to during the real thing. This is crazy useful when you're memorizing a dressage test, a jumping round, or any type of riding routine. Many people also like to use their breath in transitions. Usually this means executing the transition on your exhale. This can help your horse become more in tune to your aids and improve harmony. It can also be really effective in helping your muscles become oxygenated and getting your body to do what you want it to do. Reminding yourself to breathe and using measured breathing will help you interrupt the fear cycle at a physiological level and help you more effectively be able to shift your thinking. Play with this.